Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Del, who's away on assignment. He is working with some of our members. He's doing the things that he does as a mentor, as part of our organization. So he asked me to sit in for him today, and I am super excited because I have some wonderful guests. By the way, this is a Tell Del Tuesday show. And when we do a Tell Del Tuesday show, I have the opportunity to talk to some of our fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. And I'll tell you, I've got a treat for you today. I have Reza and Ashley on today's show. Now, who are they? They are people that recognized that they had a retirement problem. Yeah, they were doing exactly what every one of you out there does for retirement, and they got a bad result. They sat down with their financial planner, and they just kind of looked at each other and said, you know, this ain't working. And they agreed on that. Now, they discovered Del Walmsley on the radio, very much like you are doing right now, and they took note to the information that Del was sharing with them, and they realized that it was good information. It was solid information. So they checked out Lifestyles Unlimited, and you know what they did? They became members of the organization. They joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and I'll tell you what, they've got some amazing results. Now, unlike most of our guests, they have not been members of Lifestyles Unlimited for a long time. They joined in February of last year. So that gives them about 13 months in the saddle. But I will tell you, in 13 months, they have done some amazing things. They've educated themselves. They've surrounded themselves with fellow like-minded real estate investors. They have mentors supporting them, and they are buying and operating real estate. Now, they're primarily engaged with single-family assets, but they also have a multifamily asset in their portfolio. So what we're going to do today is we're going to get inside of their minds. We're going to talk to them. We're going to find out a lot of information about them because, as they told me before we came on the air, they want to help other people. And that is a core competency of being a Lifestyles Unlimited member. When you become a member, you can't help but want to help other people. So with no further ado, let me bring Reza and Ashley on the show. Hey, you guys, how you doing today? Welcome to the show. So glad to talk to you.
Thanks, Al. We really appreciate the opportunity to be here, and thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I actually ought to be thanking you because you're going to help a lot of people today. I mean, that probably makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, don't be nervous because the information that you share will absolutely touch somebody. Somebody is going to get the benefit of your experiences, and that's going to help them make informed decisions to become members of Lifestyles Unlimited and to pursue a journey very similar to the journey you're pursuing. Now, did I get any of the intro wrong? Was there anything that I pointed out at the beginning of the show that was incorrect?
Nope. You nailed it. Well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to give myself a pat on the back. There, that felt really good. All right. So talk to me about what you guys were doing for a living and what you were doing for retirement before you became members of Lifestyles Unlimited.
Well, Al, I've been in medical device sales for a better part of 20 years, outside sales for corporate America, and just doing what I was told to do, 401k, and invest in the stock market, and would have regular meetings with my financial planner to find out how much money I lost, and it's okay, it's going to come back. And I did that for, gosh, so many years. And then had a conversation with my financial planner one day after losing 30% on the market, and said, "Man, we're we're doing this wrong. There's something going on. He says, no, you know, dollar cost averaging, and it'll come back. And the history of the stock market is this and that. And I just knew that there was something better. And had the blessing of hearing Dell one day on the radio, and just dug in deep, because initially I just thought it was just a regular, you know, one of those real estate gurus that I always hear. And as I dug deeper, I found the real information that this was in fact something that is viable. And then I talked to Ashley about it, and we jumped in.
So Ashley, when Reza brought you this opportunity to become members of Lifestyles Unlimited, did you think he had lost his mind?
A little bit at first. I just didn't think it was possible. We've all been taught a certain way growing up, and what he was sharing with me was something I've never heard before. But when he explained the numbers and how it works, I was highly intrigued. And so I was wanting to say, okay, I want to learn more. So we went on one of those weekend trainings, and we were hooked. So we couldn't wait to sign up.
So you went right to the two-day financial freedom seminar. I mean, you skipped over the free workshop or maybe the case study. You went right to joining and becoming members.
No, I did the free workshop initially, and then did my diligence that way, so I knew a little bit more about the process, so I could help educate Ashley, and then we did the 2 day together.
Okay, so was it a good transition for you going from the free workshop right to the 2 day? Did you feel that free workshop prepared you for the information you received in the 2 day event?
For the most part, yes. You know, we were really interested in just being educated. And we got a little bit at the 2 day, and it kind of spurred my thought process on what it is that we're getting into. And then when we got into the 2 day, we did it online. And then the real education came after, when we actually signed up and met with our mentors and really figured out a plan moving forward with our mentor. You know, I was just curious about the plan moving forward. How is everything going to work, and how are we going to build a team, and, how are we going to get financing, and how do we find the properties? And they just had answers from their personal experience to answer all those questions. And it was very, very helpful to know that we had somebody with specific experience as to what we are going to go through and essentially hold our hand throughout the process, which really helped myself and Ashley in a big way.
Let me take you back to the financial freedom education, the 16-hour class that every Lifestyles Unlimited member goes through. What was your big takeaway, or what Dell would ask you is, what was your aha moment from all of that education that you went through?
Yeah, so when we went through it, we were, you know, I work, my wife is busy with her work, and we were completely on the track of going into multifamily investments. So the 2 day, the first day is single family, and then the second day is multifamily education. So we were kind of just not really paying as close attention as we should for the single family stuff. But then towards the end of day one, we found out that all the tax benefits and cash flow benefits and the wealth building benefits of single family that we were not aware of. And that kind of changed our projection of what our plan was. And now mostly in single family and getting into more multifamily. But it changed our whole plan at the end of that first day of the 2 day.
Ashley, what was your takeaway from the 2 day?
Well, it was a lot of information, and we learned a lot. It was like they say, drinking out of a water hose. It was a lot, and we looked at all the information, and we, like Reza said, we realized that looks like we should look more into the single family and not just do the passive multifamily, but be even more actively involved of what else we can do to create cash flow.
I love that word, cash flow. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, you guys are receiving cash flow with your investments right now, are you not?
Yes, we are. It feels great. We want to buy more. We want to keep going. We want to get as many as we can. And it's nice to put these houses together and fix them up really beautiful and make them clean and functional to put a nice family in there.
So where do you guys live in the United States?
We live in just north of Denver in Colorado. We're in the city of Erie.
And are you buying your investment assets near Erie, Colorado?
No, we're remote investors, so everything we do is over the phone and emails, and that's why our mentors have been so great throughout this process, and we've learned that communication is key in building relationships with all the people that we work with to invest remotely.
You know, you're blowing the minds of the listeners, because many of them believe that you have to be within an hour's drive of where you live, but you've cracked the code. You realize that's not reality for you.
Yes. Yeah, we definitely don't need to be right there, and it's been great. The vendor list, the people that they give you are amazing, helping us through the process, all the education. Once you sign up, they give you so many classes and ways to connect with people from all over. So you get all your questions answered. Very helpful.
That's what I love about Lifestyles Unlimited. They are very helpful, and they help you achieve the results you're trying to achieve. We come back from the break. More with Reza and Ashley. Stick around.
The roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Residents come in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around and making their lives better. It's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the show. Obviously, this is not Del Wamsley. This is Al Gordon sitting in for Del Wamsley, and I am proudly serving the organization. As we were at break, I was talking with Reza and Ashley, and I found out that of all of the real estate assets that they own, they have never visited any of them except for one. Guys, spill the beans. Why have you not gone to any of these properties that you own?
Well, they're kind of far. We're in Colorado, and most of our properties are in Houston, We have one in Dallas, and then the multifamily is in Cincinnati, Ohio.
That doesn't sound like you can drive to those pretty easily.
No, not by a long shot. And we've done everything through the education with the help of our mentors and video chats, and you know, they email us or text us video walkthroughs of the progress of the rehab, and so far it's worked. It really has worked. I'm surprised that it has gone so smoothly, but it's a well-oiled machine.
I love that analogy of a well-oiled machine. So you've been able to assemble a well-oiled machine that allows you to live where you want to live and invest where it makes sense. So talk to me about that very first property that you bought. First of all, have you even seen that property?
No, we've never seen it except for videos and iPhone conversations, FaceTime conversations with the realtor, with the contractor, with our leasing agent, and we've only seen one of them, and that was recently in Dallas, where we just happened to be there for an event, and we drove down and walked through the property, but the other four we've never seen.
I think that's pretty amazing. So you learned how to build a team around you. Let me see if I can restate what you said. You had a realtor, you had a general contractor, you had a leasing agent. I'm sure you had other members as a part of your team. So you're really just orchestrating the deal. You're not actually going to the property and doing the physical labor.
No, absolutely not. No, we utilize the education that we've gotten from our 2-day and the mentors and then the ongoing education to be able to ask the right questions of the general contractor, ask the right questions of the realtor, ask the right questions of the inspector or the appraiser, and put together a team that can take care of everything that we need to take care of. And it's all about the education. You guys really spell it out for us, make it really, really simple, and we just follow the roadmap, as you would say, and it works. It's really it reduces the anxiety, and the vendors that we work with really know the process. They're not new. They've done this before. They work with remote investors from all around the country on a regular basis. So they're really good about sending us videos and keeping the communication high and staying on task. It's not the typical vendors that we experience where, you know, they say, oh, this will take a month and then it takes 3 months. No, these guys stay on time and they do what they say they're going to do, and they really help us just be calm throughout the entire process.
So did anything unexpected happen during the acquisition and renovation of this first property?
Yeah, you could say that. Well, we want to get into very distressed properties, which might scare off a lot of people. But I personally, and Ashley and I both, we like the train wreck properties because we're going to fix them from roof to foundation and everything in between. So it's all brand new. We're basically building a brand new house. And on our first property, they were changing the electrical panel because it was an older electrical panel. And when they pulled the electrical panel out of the wall, all the wiring came out with it and it was all cut. So at some point between the acquisition of the property and the start of the rehab, somebody went in there and they stole all the copper wiring from the house.
Wow. Did that kill the financials of the property? Because now it sounds like you got to rewire the entire property.
Yeah, we did have to rewire the entire property, but because of the education and the deal analysis that we were educated on to figure out whether we want to move forward on a property or not, we learned that the deal was so good that we had enough cushion to absorb the loss along with the insurance, which really helped a lot. And the deal still made us a boatload of equity, and it's cash flowing today. So it was awful, but we were educated to anticipate unknowns and to pad the numbers a little bit. And if the numbers work, the numbers work. And in this case, and in the case of all the properties that we've gotten into, the numbers have worked, and they all provide equity and cash flow, regardless of what unknown happens. And it's happened a couple of times for things that we weren't expecting, and the numbers were so good that we were able to absorb that and still come out ahead.
So property number two, tell me a little bit about that second property, and tell me, more importantly, what did it do for you from a financial standpoint?
So the second property came across our desk, and the numbers were so good that even when we padded the numbers, they were helping us achieve financial wealth. So the numbers were solid, and it was over a 20% cash on cash return. Very little out of pocket, about $20,000 out of pocket, and the equity capture was up over $40,000. So we're going to double our money, and it cash flowed close to $400 a month, even after we padded the numbers and expected some contingencies that we were unaware of. It was that good, and we moved forward with it shortly after the first one. And it's been phenomenal.
You know, I'm trying to keep up with you with the math here, and from what I'm able to figure out so far, the first property is providing you $290 a month in cash flow. The second property is providing you $400 a month in cash flow. I mean, just with two properties, you've increased your income by $790. And when you annualize that, that's a big whopping almost $10,000. Is that like giving yourself a $10,000 a year raise?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's not even accounting for the tax benefits and the wealth building that the equity has given us, essentially doubling our money on each one of the first two deals has well, the first one quadrupled our money. The second one doubled our money.
So, Ashley, while all this is going on, what's going through your mind?
With the two properties, or how this is all happening?
All this wealth that you're developing. I mean, are you sitting back and just going, "Wow, we did that," or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's impressive that what Reza explained to me a little over a year ago, that we're living it now. It's actually happening, and it's becoming our new reality of what was not happening over a year ago. And it's exciting, and we're a great team, and we work together very well, and we're seeing that it's a numbers game. If you listen to the education and it works. So we're just very excited that it's all coming together, and we just keep buying more properties.
So tell me about property number three, and give me the money piece, because I already know that you took a nasty property and made it beautiful. So what did it do for you financially, property number three?
So technically, property number three was the multifamily investment in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
The third and fourth property happened pretty quickly in February of this year, and they were both almost done simultaneously. And those are going to do the same. You know, we have a set number that we like to go after based on the education and what works for us financially. When a property that fits our criteria comes across our desk, we jump at it. And that's what happened with these two, except that they happened in the same month. So we're in the process of rehabbing two currently, and they're going to be done in about 2 and 3 weeks, respectively.
So are these properties right next door to each other, or what's going on with them?
One is in Houston, and one is in Dallas.
So you've got two properties running concurrently. They're about a five-hour drive between the two.
That's right.
How are you pulling that off? I mean, that sounds like a ton. You must be spending like 40 hours a week dedicated to your real estate. Is that a valid statement?
No, man. It's more like, I don't know, babe, what do you think, like 4 hours?
A week?
A week?
It's like maybe an hour, 2 hours, maybe a day. And some days not. It varies, but it's not cumbersome. We're able to do other things at the same time and manage this easily.
Guys, I'm just amazed at what you've been able to accomplish in such a short period of time. And you owe it all to what Lifestyles Unlimited has done for you. And amazingly, Lifestyles Unlimited is not just constrained to you and me. Lifestyles Unlimited is available to everybody. And if you want to do what Reza and Ashley are doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, is doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.